Welcome to Coaching for Creatives with Kirsten. My name is Kirsten Call. I'm a therapist-trained life coach and a children's book author. Together, we'll get the drama out of our lives and onto the page. Let's get started. You are listening to episode 64, When You Feel Judged. Recently, I was talking to a client who said, "I've got a lot of irons, but I don't have any fire." After I stopped laughing, because let's be honest, what a funny thing to say. I said, "That is so funny, but it's a thought that definitely doesn't serve you. It's a judgmental thought, right? Sometimes we judge ourselves more harshly than anyone else would judge us. And it's totally normal to judge. Judgment is a normal and important part of being a human being. We have to judge situations in order to survive and thrive in this world. And judgment can also be super harmful to others and ourselves. When we judge ourselves, we are usually compounding any problem we already have. For example, judging ourselves for any type of feeling like anxiety or happiness even. Judging ourselves is never a good plan. Also, judging others is never a good plan. When we judge others, we stop ourselves from truly seeing the other person and authentically connecting with them. We lose out on beautiful relationships. We all have moments when we feel judged. Maybe we feel judged for how we look or what we do or don't do, things we say and how we say them, or for what we believe or don't believe. When we feel judged, we might think things like, "I'm doing this wrong. I'm a failure. Maybe I shouldn't be doing what I'm doing. Perhaps I should change the way I am. I'm not good enough." When we're feeling judged, we might hide, decide not to speak or say what we think, or we might stop doing things we really want to do. We might feel angry and react to this perceived judgment as if we're being attacked. We might feel defensive. We might feel hurt. Here are some ways to deal with feeling judged. Number one, remember there's a difference between feeling judged and actually being judged. When we feel judged, it's a feeling we're experiencing inside ourselves. It's a feeling, not a fact. Our feelings always stem from thoughts about the circumstance, right? And then our actions follow the feelings. Those thoughts, of course, are influenced by past experiences and attitudes, but feeling judged is definitely something inside of us. It might be triggered by something someone else says or does, but it is completely ours inside our own minds. So, being judged is totally different from feeling judged. It's something outside of us instead of inside of us. And we get to choose how to react to it, or if we react to it at all. Number two, decide not to take things personally. Have you ever felt judged because someone asked you a question? Let's be honest. Almost all of us feel judged when this happens sometimes. But what if, when someone asks a question, they are actually interested in our answer? So many times we assume someone who asks questions is judging us, but we can't read minds. We don't know someone's intention. Why do we choose to believe the story that they are judging us? Someone may just be curious and interested, right? Number three, notice when you are judging someone else. When we assume someone is judging us, we are in turn judging them. Anytime I notice my mind thinking that was so judgmental, I remind myself of this irony. I am judging someone for being judgmental. It's so silly, but it happens all the time. So when you notice you're judging someone else, stop. Intentionally try to strip away assumptions and judgments. That's what you would want someone to do for you when they notice themselves judging you, right? Number four, intentionally choose. When we feel judged, we have choices. We can choose to react or defend or justify our emotions. We can choose to blame someone else. We can choose to be a victim. Or we can choose to be curious about the other person and curious about ourselves. We can choose to make this an opportunity. This is an opportunity to learn. This is an opportunity to become. This is an opportunity to grow. Number five, allow ourselves to feel. It's uncomfortable to feel judged. It's the kind of feeling we want to resist or delete or put into a box that will never open again. But any feeling we resist persists. So take out that 90-second timer and allow yourself to really notice how your body feels when you're feeling judged. How does your head feel? Your chest? your stomach, your fingers and toes. What color is the feeling? Does it have a smell? What shape is it? Just to really explore what it feels like to be judged. Number 6, take responsibility for your own emotions. You are only a victim if you allow yourself to be. Empower yourself with the knowledge that you are in control of who you are and what you believe. Author Mark Manson writes, "The most important thing in life is taking responsibility for your own life. You cannot change what other people do or think. The only thing you can control is you." So, studies show that an internal locus of control, the belief that you are in control of your life, is linked to greater health, more success, and more life satisfaction. Taking responsibility comes with a sense of freedom. Your life is no longer happening to you, but through you, right? You are in charge. Number 7, back to curiosity. Be curious. Curiosity helps expand our understanding. It opens us up to possibilities. If you're feeling judged, ask yourself these questions. Why do I feel judged? Am I making it something about me and my value? What beliefs am I clinging onto? What am I hiding from myself? What do I not want to admit? Am I judging myself? If so, for what? Why do I care about what someone else thinks? Why am I taking ownership of their opinions? Why do I need to please them? Am I making this judgment mean something about me and my value? Being curious instead of judgmental of our answers helps us learn about ourselves. Curiosity heals. Curiosity connects us with ourselves and with others. Number 8, write about it. Of course. Journaling helps us process our emotions and why we feel judged. When you're feeling judged, perhaps stop and write down your thoughts and feelings and the actions you've taken and are taking. This alone is therapeutic and helpful for understanding how our minds work and how we can make things better next time or feel better about things next time. Number 9, pretend the person who you feel is judging you is a child. What if someone tells you they don't think you're approaching your creative career appropriately, or they don't like your art, or they don't like your social media posts? You might feel judged, right? But if you imagine it's a child saying these things to you, your perspective changes. Of course, although they might think these things, they don't actually know a lot about art or social media or careers for that matter. All of a sudden, their judgment is irrelevant, right? And number 10, consider the judgment. What if someone judges you for feeding your baby ice cream? Some people will feel it's wrong to feed baby sugar, and others feel it's not wrong. I was definitely much more cautious with sugar with my first baby, and then I was a lot less cautious, even not even cautious at all, with my fifth. Can you be okay with being wrong? Perhaps think things like, I could be wrong, and that's okay. I sometimes make mistakes, and that's okay. Or even, I'm okay with doing things wrong, and this person is judging me, and that's okay too. It's okay for them not to understand me. So, people are going to judge you. If they haven't already, they will. But that doesn't mean you have to take their judgment on. And when you do feel judged, remember, it's just a feeling. It's not reality. Remember to take this feeling of judgment as an opportunity to understand yourself better, your limits, your weaknesses, your insecurities. Know you are worthy, whether you are right or wrong. Notice your own judgments of yourself and others, and allow yourself the space to stop and start again without criticism, without judgment. Your inner critic will thank you for the break. But if you do accidentally judge, don't worry. No judgment here. Until next time, keep smiling. If you like what you've heard, check out my Get Yourself Unstuck program. Go to kirstencall.com. That's KirstenCall.com and schedule a free consultation today. Coaching for Creatives is produced by Kirsten Call. Music and audio engineering by James Call.